8 years ago today, we're within hours of the U.S. troops moving into Iraq to topple the regime of Saddam Hussein. The Bush administration had warned that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction and charged that Iraq was complicit in the 9/11 attacks on the U.S. On March 19, 2003, on The Conversation, I asked members of the military and their families to call with their thoughts on the eve of the war.
It looks like this thing is almost inevitable. It looks like it's going to happen, and I think it's time for the American people to stop protesting the war and get behind their troops and be good, patriotic Americans.
Tom, are you still active military?
Yes, I am.
What are your thoughts about being here when so many others are in the Gulf?
Well, I'm happy that I'm not over there, but I do have almost every one of my waking thoughts at some point drifts back to there, because I know exactly what those brave young men and women are going through, because I've been through six episodes during my career.
I understand your husband was deployed recently?
Yes, he's in the Navy. And he was recently deployed, and I'm actually here taking care of everything. I don't agree with us going to war, and it's created an issue or kind of an interesting situation in that I've wanted to participate in protests, and my husband has supported me in doing that. And I think from my husband's point of view, when people go and protest right in front of the base and get in the way of them doing their job, that's hard. So I think protesting in appropriate places and also with appropriate signs, like we support our soldiers and sailors for peace, you know, I think you can still support the military personnel and, you know, not think that we should necessarily go to war at this time.
Howard, you have a daughter who's in the service?
Yes. She's 19 and she's in the airborne out of Fort Bragg. She's in Kuwait right now.
Have you heard from her recently?
We got our first letter yesterday. There was a blackout of letters. We couldn't get anything for a while. No emails, no letters.
Is there a tradition of military service in your family, Howard?
No. No, but I'll tell you that if I'd known that when she joined up that the president who was appointed by God in the Supreme Court was going to do this to this country, I never would have allowed her to go into the military, because to risk your life for Halliburton Oil and British Petroleum, it just isn't worth it.
Can you share those thoughts with your daughter, Howard?
Absolutely not. I wouldn't dare do that, make her feel badly, you know.
I have a spouse overseas there, and I'm also a reservist.
Is your husband been called up recently?
I'd say 5 months.
Do you have any children, Karen?
Yes, I do. I have two children.
Could you also be called up?
More than likely I won't be, because there's only one parent there that's present, and so if I do get called up, it'll be to take up a position here domestically.
Has your husband been called away for so long in the past?
No, actually, this is kind of like a normal cycle for him, but he's just going to stay longer than needs to be because of the situation that's happening over there.
Is he in Kuwait?
He's in the area. I've noticed that he's gotten himself into a real busy schedule, just to where he doesn't have to think about the situation. And I think a lot of people do that. They just concentrate on something to keep them busy so they won't have to think about, you know.
You said you do have children, right?
Yes, I do.
How old are they?
One and six.
Have you been talking at all to the six-year-old?
My son is aware of what's going on, but it really hasn't touched him. The only thing he really said was that he's glad that the war is not happening here, and that, you know, if it was happening here, he would be sad.
That's the conversation we had 10 years ago. It was just a few hours before the start of the Iraq War. We now know that the Bush administration claims that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction were untrue. The number of civilian deaths in Iraq are unknown. There are many different numbers out there. The Associated Press reports that there were 110,600 violent deaths over the years of the Iraq War. The last American troops left Iraq on December 18, 2011, but the deaths have not ended. Today in Baghdad, 18 bombs left 52 people dead in car bomb attacks and assassinations, including that of an Iraqi Ministry of Finance official. The New York Times reports that by mid-morning today in Baghdad, the familiar sight of black smoke rose above Baghdad's palm fronds and turquoise-tiled mosque domes and squat concrete buildings. David Hyde produces the conversation with Arwin Nix. We get production help from Hannah Byrne and Amber Cortez. Bernard Ouellette is our engineer. From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds.